understanding that Akol Mi Hashem, Al Pi Hashem Yechonu, Al Pi Hashem Yosu, saying Parsha Samon in the morning to remind us and to internalize that it's all from Hashem. We saw the Rashi in B'Shalach, and we saw this Moedei Kamaisa from the Balatanya. Where you going? Chaisnisht, I don't know. I don't know because I really don't know. Because I thought I was going to the mikveh, and look, now I'm in jail, so I really didn't know where I was going. In other words, we might think we know where we're going, but the truth is we don't. That means you have to live with a double kind of headspace here. You have to do what you have to do based on what you think you have to do, and what your chivim on what you have to do. But at the same time, you have to know that there's another program running in the background which may override your program, and that's called Hashem. So we have to be able to live with that. And when things don't go the way we expect or the way we want, that's when you have to step back and say, oh, that's Hashem. And I have to get in touch with that's Hashem, and try now to mistadeh with that. That's where the work is. That's hard work, is getting in touch with Hashem's Ratzon when it's not your Ratzon, and dealing with the discomfort and it's not getting our own way. We don't like not getting our own way. So so that's what the avoidance is. That's the highest level. The highest level of that is that when it doesn't go the way you said, you actually want what happens. That's the highest level of this. This is the ideal. We far away from that. But it needs to know what the ideal is. The ideal is that if this is what's happening, this is what Hashem wants, so I want what Hashem wants, then I want this to be happening. Even though it's not what you want, but you have to get to the point where if this is what Hashem wants, I want what he wants, because that's what's best, and I want it. It's a very, very high level. It's a very, to actually want what's happening, because that's what Hashem wants. So that's the highest level. We're trying to work with it at a more practical level on our level, and that is trying to be like a baby who knows that whatever is happening is good, because that's what his mother's giving him. And he doesn't have any worries, because he knows he's in good hands. And start at least with that intellectually. That's not a bad place to start. We're at the bottom of Reish Yud Aleph. Haklala Oyla, who Shechayim Unim B'tochen, Haim V'rak Haim Mahavim Aruva L'Shaldas HaNefesh V'Regiyah. As the Chovas HaLavavah says all the time, keeps going over, repeats this many, many times, the only thing that can give a person genuine calmness, tranquility, and a life of Regiyah, to be calm, tranquil, kadura gear, tranquilizes. The only way to be genuinely tranquilized is through a life of imun and betochen. Kasheyudi tzayin v'betzad v'betochen v'betmimus, yad beyad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person walks step by step with Hashem, with betochen and with tmimus, machshavayisov v'tichniyayisov mekubeles es ha'izun ha'nachon. Then his thoughts and his plans get the correct balance. He lives a balanced life. It's a healthy life as well, by the way. Rav Miller in his Pirush on Chovas HaLevavos says there that it's a way to have a healthy life. Worry and daigas and anguish makes a person ill. People, Rachman Latzan, get sick. They have heart problems and whatever. Blood pressure, sugar, all this becomes from stress, from worry. So when a person's living like this, he lives a balanced life. Yodakitiv kirilishtadel v'sulamidi. He knows he has to fulfill his chiv of ishtadlis. He has to pay back his obligation to Hashem via his ishtadlis. And that's it. Masha megielo yavo liyodav v'loifen. What's going to come to him, going to come to you nevertheless. Umash shelo magielo, lo yagielo. Gam imu yafuch ha'soylo. What's not meant to come to you, you can turn the world upside down. You can do whatever you want. If it's not meant for you, it's not going to come to you. So therefore, person has to do what he has to do. And then sit back and watch what happens. Ishtadlis ain't moela el mukhreches. Ishtadlis is not doing anything. It doesn't change the what you're going to get. But you have to do it mukhreches for whatever the reasons. We've seen a couple of different shatim there. Elu v'elu divrei kemchaim. You can work with all of them. They're all useful. They all work. Some of them are going to touch you more than another person. Some won't hit you. Whichever one, you know, work with what you have. Ishtadlis shesh toichen bifnei atzmoy gam im hu lo yohilo. Ishtadlis has its own independent plan, even if it doesn't work for the panasa, for the health, whatever you're trying to get. Metalis Ishtadlis the famous Shem Hashem Bo'ilom, he's working with that Malach, the Ishtadlis is to be Mefasim as Shem Hashem Bo'ilom. Heitzad Yaido Adam Ba'ezoif and Allah Lefasim Bishmoy Shalakash Bochum. The Fiat Stokim Shakorish Mazmin Loy. That's a nice summary of what we've learned up to now. The Ishtadlis, according to this Malach, is to publicize the name of Hashem in the world. How do you know where you need to do that? Because that's Hashem gives you your needs. What Hashem shows you, what you kishchasol panosa alim shtal boifin misuyav. When a person is lacking panosas, he has to make ishtadlus in a certain way. Ulefasim alidei kach esaymuna boifin ze, and then he's magala the yemuna of Hashem in the world through that. Kishchasol briut alim shtal boifin achem. If he needs help, then he has to be mishtal in another way. Umakach mefasim Hashem Hashem boilam. That's how you being mefasim Hashem Hashem boilam. Kamo ken kshuv mechapes shiduch. When a person is looking for a shidduch, ala lefasim es haimuna b'Hashem bo'ilam bo'ifen achen. Now he has to be mishtadol in other ways. But derech zu kol ishtadlis mo'il b'tchum lefasim b'Hashem Hashem b'ifnei kol bo'i teivo. A person living like this, he is constantly being mekadosh Hashem shemayim in the world. People are seeing somebody who lives with Hashem, living his life. When he makes shidduchim, he does it honestly, he does it like a mensch. There's no friction with the mechutanim. There's no whatever. No person lives like a mensch. Wow, he's such a mensch. That's what you want. That's what we want to do. Baruch Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach. He didn't say the Arab when Shimon Ben Shetach bought the donkey from the Arab and found that big jewel and a pialochi. He was allowed to keep it. That's what the Talmidim told him. And he went and gave it back. The Arab, when he gave it back to him, didn't say Baruch Shimon Ben Shetach. He said Baruch Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach. What was Megala there was the fact that if you're not living with God, you couldn't have done what you did. Shimon ben Shetach did what he did because there's Hashem in the world. Without Hashem in the world, you don't do stuff like that. So that's that a person lives his life. When he's sitting in the waiting room for the doctor, and the doctor's delayed, he's not the one that's screaming at the receptionist. He's sitting, you know, this is where I need to be now. This is where I need to be now. If he needs to make an inquiry, he does it calmly. And whatever you see, you know what it looks like sometimes. It can be not so pleasant. From you, go to the doctor, you know, he's only there to make ishtadlus, and he is exactly where he has to be. The same as when you're driving. A person who drives with the tochen is a much safer person to be on the road with. Because if there's a truck in front of him, he doesn't overtake dangerously because he knows Hashem wants me to be stuck behind this truck. Oh, you have to be in a meeting urgently. No, I don't. I don't have to be in a meeting urgently. I have to be stuck behind this truck now, because that's why I'm stuck behind the truck now. Are you going to be late for your meeting? So who says that Hashem wanted you to get to the meeting in the first place? That meeting could be the worst thing in the world for you. So that's a person who's living with Emunah and Betochen. So he's being Makar Hashem Shaman. Therefore, even on the road, on the person driving, I have a friend who won't drive because of this. Proper Yerush Shamayim, a serious guy, and he was mitlabeding to drive, not to drive. So he doesn't drive. He said there's too much risk for Chilul Hashem. And another friend in South Africa, he used to drive, and was Lifter. Lovely man. He was the son-in-law of Shimon Schwab. Anyway, he's grandson-in-law of Shimon Schwab. And anyway, so he used to drive, and he used to drive with a white hat. He had this big white hat. And he used to drive. So if he did anything wrong, whatever, the person used to scream at him, "You dirty Italian!" So that was his way of avoiding Chilul Hashem. Okay, whatever, I'm just saying, we have to be aware of this, that where we go, the ishtadlus you're making, we remember you're making the ishtadlus not because of the result. The result will happen. You know, you're doing this because Hashem wants you to be Makar Hashem Shemayim, wants you to be a mensch. Behetem lakach, kashe odem zeich la'amik la'ashri shesoydes elu v'nafshe. When? Knowing about this doesn't change anything, by the way. Just because you heard these words doesn't mean now that we're holding them. When a person starts internalizing into his mind and into his workings, these ideas, everything a person does starts taking on a much deeper, much more meaningful and broader approach, attitude. Because everything a person is doing all day is ishtadlus. Ratzon Hashem hu she'yaseinu. Hashem wants him to do it. He goes to the bank to cash a check because he has to go buy groceries to feed his family. As that's a completely different event now to the one he was doing before he knew this. Before you used to go to the bank to cash a check, because in Malasot you have to stand in the queue and wait, and the whole story. Then you have to go to the supermarket, and it's a galagan, and it's all big fetch, one fetch after the no. Every minute he's signing a check, he knows why he's doing it. It's a whole different world. He's in the base hamikdash when he's in the bank, when he's in the supermarket. He's like the Queen Godel. So everything takes on a different perspective here. Nimtzayim kain shu eved es HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24 b'shoiz b'yamama v'oiz ha'fulush heim l'rotzen Hashem. 24 hours a day, he's mekayming the Rotzen Hashem. If he just uses his mind a little bit, you have to get the mind, the head, has to be thinking these thoughts. So this takes practice. This doesn't happen automatically. You can avert this, and you go to the bank now. When you go to the bank, you forget why you're there. It takes constant practice, and you have to practice in the little areas. You have to practice in the small areas. One thing that I find helps enormously this helps, I heard this from Avigdor Miller many, many years ago, is whatever you're going to do, ask Hashem to help you. All right, you go to the bank, you cash a check. Hashem, please help me to cash this check. Help me to get through quickly. Help me, there shouldn't be a long queue. Whatever it is, small little things. You know, if I help you to find a parking, help me. Start asking Hashem to help you with little things. It makes you more and more aware and conscious of the fact that you're going with Hashem, yeah? You're not going out there and, oh, where am I going to find a parking? And there's no parking. And there's a queue in the back. No, no. You ask Hashem to help you. So now you're already connecting yourself to Hashem. And it's very easy to do. Not so hard to do. But the ramifications are very big. You start being aware more and more and more conscious. Whatever you're doing has something to do with Hashem. And you do it because you want the help. In other words, you're using your yetzer a little bit to get what you want by asking Hashem, but that brings Hashem into the picture. So that's a very useful tool to use in these mundane things that you're doing, these so-called mundane things you're doing. If you bring Hashem into it, by asking Hashem to help you, then it takes on a different, life takes on a different hue. The colors look different. And also afterwards, thank Hashem. You went to the bank and you cashed the check and you came out with the money and they didn't bounce your check and you found a parking and you have to wait too long or whatever and the pakid didn't shout at you. So you come and say, thank you Hashem, even if it didn't go the way you wanted it. You had to wait and the pakid did shout at you. You say, thank you Hashem. So that trains a person. That trains a person to be more aware and conscious of what he's doing. So that's just an eitzah tova that I have and mamash, it's gewaltig. Okay. למעשה, כך אכן חי אנשי אמונה. בסופר איך מגדל ישראל, יום אחד הוא קרא לשם שם אמר לו, היום בבוקר הקודש ברוך הוא ביקש ממני, כי אחפש נעלה במשך רבע שעה. He told Ishamas, this God Lado, he told Ishamas, he said, you know, today in the morning הקודש ברוך הוא requested from me to look for my shoes for 15 minutes. ואחר כך הוא ביקש ממני, כי אספיק לחפש אותם. And after 15 minutes, he asked me to stop looking for them. השמש לא הבין את דברי הרבי. The Shamash didn't know what he was talking about. I don't know if you know what he's talking about. Yeah. He didn't know what he meant. What's he talking about? Rechav Shema Einu Chash Betovu. Shema Chas Relil Zik Nekvotza Olof. When he started, the Shamash thought maybe the Rebbe is losing it. Yeah, he's getting old. He's coming a bit senile, whatever. Lo Mivin didn't know what he wants from him. This morning Hashem asked me to look for shoes for 15 minutes. Every time he stopped looking for shoes, what are you talking about? So when the Rebbe saw the Shamash Eini Yoded the Sof Daita, he understood that the Shamash doesn't understand. Let me explain to you what's going on here. I got up this morning and couldn't find my shoes. That happens sometimes in people's homes, because you've got children that can never find their shoes. Avanti Kodesh Baruch Hu writes, Shema Fekish from Enataki, Chapes, it's not a lie. I understood that Kodesh Baruch Hu asked me to look for my shoes. Because Hashem didn't want me to look for my shoes, he would have showed me where my shoes are. After 15 minutes, I found my shoes. After 15 minutes, I understood that Hashem, when I found my shoes, he doesn't want me to look for my shoes anymore, so he told me to stop looking for my shoes. So it's a cute story, it's very simple. I mean, first of all, I have a tie against this Rebbe, this God, why didn't he put his shoes next to his bed before he went to sleep? Talmud Chochem goes to sleep at that night, prepared for the morning. That's why you're going to sleep, is to prepare for tomorrow. Why are you spending 15 minutes looking for your shoes? Anyway, I'm not tainers, I'm just asking stomach question. You should, before you go to sleep, know where your stuff is for tomorrow. You don't start looking for your shoes. That's what you tell your kids, no? Yeah. 7 o'clock in the morning when the Hasa'ah is coming to take him to Khayr at 5 or 7, he can't find his shoes. So what do you tell him? Why don't you put your shoes next to your bed before you went to bed? No, so that's right. You know, Chinami. person doesn't run his business, he can't find the keys to the store in the morning. No, when he goes to sleep, he knows exactly where the keys for the store are. You never saw him a college opening up his store an hour late because he couldn't find the keys. Eindavak is there. The same with your Torah. Don't run around looking for your shoes. But anyway, that's got nothing to do with this. I'm just telling you. Stump. But anyway, that's the vote. The vote is that that he explained to the Shammas, if you can't find your shoes and you're looking for them, so you do what Hashem asked you to do. It means everything you do. Gewaldig. Vein zu melitza. This is not, Rabbi Zilya says, this is not an exaggeration. Zua emes shochayim. That's what a life of Emunah looks like. Everything that a person goes through is directed from Hashem, and it's all with a very exacting cheshbon for what's best for me now.
The question, yes?
Yep.
On this one. So the problem is, if we find, it's okay, but if we don't find, how many time do we have to spend to search the shoes? The real problem is when to stop to search if we don't find. You don't spend all the day to search the shoes.
It's a situation. You're going to have to use your seichel. You're going to have to your seichel. I mean, if you only have one pair of shoes and you need to go out, you have a meeting with a bank manager, you're not going to go barefoot. So if you can't find your shoes, then how do you know when to stop? Good question. I don't know. What did you do? I mean, you know your shoes were in the house last night because you took them off in the house and now you can't find them. Yeah, you have a problem. That's a real big problem in Achinami. I told you the story about the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva was in, he was fundraising in South Africa and he had a break. So he asked his driver to take him to the beach. He wanted to go swim. He had an hour sort of hafsaka between his meetings. So the driver parked on the side of the beach there, whatever, he went, he took off his trousers, his frock, he left him on the beach, he went for a swim, he came back, and someone had stolen his trousers. So all he had was his frock. So how long do you look for your trousers? No. So very embarrassingly, he put on his had a long coat, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, with the two buttons, and then he got in the car very embarrassingly with a towel, whatever, and he had to go back to his hotel or wherever he was staying and go get another pair of trousers. You know, how long do you have to look for your trousers? You come out of the mikveh and someone's stolen your trousers and there's no one there. You know, I don't know. These are nishaydas, each person in his situation. I mean, we're not talking about looking for shoes here, understand? You're talking about, I don't know. That's a good question. How much you have to make? How much ishtadlis you have to make? Good. That goes back to that question. How much ishtadlis? You're looking for your shoes. You have to look for your shoes to find them. Each case, you're right. They're by Yagadol. That's not a simple question to answer. I mean, how long do you have to wait in the bank? There's a long line in the bank, and you have another meeting, and then if you stay in the bank, but you need the money, and you need the cash, because you need to go to the McCulloch to shop, but you're going to miss the doctor's appointment. These are shikulim that a person has been called all the time. You're going to have to use your seichel. I don't know. Emot kasher. I have a question. The question is a good question. I don't know. In each case, you have to play around with it, and for sure you'll make mistakes as well along the way. That's also good. Maybe you'll stop looking too soon. Maybe you'll look too later. Maybe you should do a segula. There's segulas for finding lost objects. Maybe you shouldn't do a segula. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. The question is too good for me. I don't know how to answer that question. So first, I don't know. Each case you have to see. Fine. Okay.
I just wanted to say something, that my father knows somebody who couldn't find his shoes and was for a long time looking for his shoes, and because he couldn't find his shoes, he ended up losing the train, and he wasn't in the twin towers when the plane came. So you can never know why you have to look for your shoes.
Excellent. That's why. That's a bet. Oh, good. So now we have to put that into place. That's a Moedika Maisa, and the other is Maisim often. These are Maisim that happen often. For sure. There's interesting stories about these things, that he couldn't find his shoes, or he had a flat tire, or in Achinami. Just hold the Kenelda 1 second. I'm coming back to you now, Rav Shimon. sorry about that. We're going to have to finish early. Maybe we'll finish with this. Maybe we'll finish just with Nakuda. The Nakuda you're making is Moyedik. There you see clear why what you didn't want to happen is not good for you. That's what happened. That's the Nakuda of that Sipur of Shimon. Is you were very upset because you couldn't find your shoes and therefore you were late for work and your boss is going to shout at you. In the meantime, you realize, wow, boom, that saved my life. There's a Moedika Maisa, your gold on TorahAnytime.com is a Moedika Maisa, like this, about a guy who got arrested, not for doing anything his fault. His mom had nothing to do with him, he got arrested, he had a criminal record. 20 years later, that criminal record stopped him from being in the Twin Towers. This guy was in jail, he spent money, lawyers, you don't know what he went through. Mamash went through Gehenna for something he never did. And 20 years later, Mamash saved his life. Oh, then you get to see it. But not always will you see it. You won't always see it. Sometimes you won't be able to find your shoes, and you won't be able to find your shoes, and you won't know what happened. Sometimes you have a flat, you're driving in the road, and you're in a hurry to go somewhere, it's raining, and you get a puncture, you get a flat tire, and you never know why you had to be there. You know? So the same thing. You have to use those mice, the mice that you just bought, you have to use that machazak yourself. But even if you don't have stories like that, you have to know, hello, this is where I'm supposed to be, because this is where Hashem wants me to be. And if I was anywhere else, it wouldn't be good. This is the best place for me to be right now. And that's a way to kasher, because it goes against what we want. What we want is what we want. And we don't want to be stuck in the rain changing a tire right now. I want to be home in front of the heater, you know, eating nice supper, but I'm stuck out here freezing cold in the rain. No, you'll see this is the best thing for you, but you may not understand why that is until Tchilas HaMeisim. You know, David HaMelech went to the grave totally unjustified in what he was doing. I mean, not justified, vindicated. Unvindicated. Mamash went to his grave not knowing what the good was all in this. But in the end, we see that it was. Today we're saying David HaMelech's Tehillim. Anyway, that's the vote. I'm sorry, but I have to stop. I'm grateful we were able to meet today. That's Satma Subach. But I'm also where I'm supposed to be right now. I have to keep reminding myself that. I'd rather not be here, but this is where I am. This is where Hashem wants me to be. So, Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn. Netz Hashem, tomorrow we'll meet for the same time, same place. And, Bezrat Hashem will be, no, maybe we'll be at the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow morning. We'll have the Mashiach shall come. Yemei Rabbi Yemeinu.
Amen.
So, have a good day, Rabbi Sa, and Netz Hashem will meet tomorrow.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.
Take good care. Got to run.
Have a good day.
Thank you.